from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Is it time now for EB's entertainment page to regale us with EP stories?
I believe it's driven by BMW Fairfax.
Pretty sure it's sponsored.
All right, Cakes. Yep, you know him, you love him. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. It's 2.99% on most X-Series models. I've got the X5. They've got military discounts, discounts on electric vehicles, all that great stuff. Just go to BMWFairfax.com, and when you get to the lot, make sure you mention your boy, EB. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I should mention at 9:45, give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Jason Aldean.
Ah, very good.
At Jiffy Lube Live.
All right, boys. Let me see here. Deadpool and Wolverine Cakes, 18.3 million. What is the movie that that Kevin gave 5 stars to?
I don't
to?
Know.
Darling, stare at the darling. What was it?
Darling?
Strange Darling?
I don't see that. It's not even in the top 10.
Isn't that what he gave a 5 to?
Maybe so. Alien Romulus did 16.2.
Isn't that what Andre just called about Strange Darling?
Yeah. Yeah. When Kevin comes on, literally my brain freezes.
Although I got
over.
A little bit jacked for it because it.
He gave it a 5.
The plot looked, sounded good, and then Andre calls and says it sucks, so now I'm not going to go see it.
I think it was a limited release, only a couple theaters for
okay,
now.
That makes sense. It Ends With Us at 11.9 million, Blink Twice, 7.3 million, and The Forge, 6.6. So kind of a weekend at the box office.
The movie's called Strange Darling, and it's getting 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It was at 100 yeah. last Friday. It's
has
going
to
down.
Do with the serial killer. That's usually up your alley. I think it might be a fake serial killer. I forget.
Curtis Strange Darling.
Yes.
Golf dorks.
I'll tell you what was not a weekend. Sydney Sweeney's weekend cakes.
More thirst trap pictures?
More thirst trap pictures and video. In one video, she's applying makeup. She's floating around on a boat, showing off her ass.
Just remember that Drab was first to the Sydney Sweeney party.
He was.
That he claims he. I thought I was first because I saw her in White Lotus. Drab.
Is he a Euphoria guy?
Drab apparently was there first.
Cakes and those cheeks pics from 2 weeks ago. I'm pretty sure that's Loon Lake.
Loon Lake? Were you vacationing?
Yes. I mean, she's from Spokane. Ah, looks just like it.
Very good.
What is the lake in Friday the 13th?
Let's JP, come on. That's the lowest hanging fruit of all time. You think I don't know Camp Crystal Lake? How dare you even ask me that on these airwaves?
I'm tossing up softballs.
Well, yeah, it is a softball. Why don't you just ask me where the movie Halloween takes place? Haddonfield, Illinois. Jeez. Disrespect level here is unbelievable.
So I don't know if you guys, who do you guys tend to follow? None of you guys really use Instagram. I know I just speak to Drab and Valdez. Do you guys follow just celebrities or do you just follow friends on Instagram? What do you follow? I follow a mix.
Mostly friends. I follow zero celebrities.
I don't
friends.
Think I follow any celebrities.
Friends?
You don't follow any?
I don't even know if
Shaq
I follow
is,
anybody.
Shaq is funny, so I follow Shaq. You know what I mean? I don't know. I follow some celebs.
Golf instruction.
I got a million of those.
Golf thirst traps.
A lot of how-to stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you follow the Costco stuff?
The Costco guys?
There's a lot. No, not the Costco guys, but there's a million Costco accounts where guys go, like, oh, this week there's 10 hot deals at Costco.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Not that guy.
No.
They are the worst. They're the worst thing to happen to American pop culture in the past decade.
But, you know,
in my opinion.
I only follow people I know. 147.
Really?
Yeah.
You're boring.
How many do you? What do you got? Thousands?
No, but you know what? That's a great question. Let me see here. But I always look at all my reels, which is not who you follow. Maybe I probably don't even follow that much, actually. Let me see. How do I figure that out? Their profile?
It says following.
The song stinks on ice.
I'm following 588. Is that a lot? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Reasonable amount, I guess.
You're cliche.
Valdez, you mentioned golf instructions. I play with my buddy. I won't say his name. But
still waiting for that guy to return your message that you sent him your swing.
Oh, the perpetual swing guy. Yeah, yeah. He won't rate my swing. But
eventually, I think he will.
But I played with some buddies yesterday, and one of them in particular, he rarely plays. It's not like I'm a 10 handicap. I'm begging him to come to my home studio. I can fix him. He's got a classic over the top move. And I want to be a swing doctor. I said, dude, I can fix you. In fact, I'm bitter that because he has a brother or not a brother. Yeah, brother-in-law who's like a long drive champ. I'm like, I'm bitter at your brother-in-law that he hasn't fixed you. Is it such a simple fix? So anyway, I'm psyched to do it. I think Wednesday going to be my first official golf lesson. Freebie.
You're going to give him a lesson.
You can't charge anybody. You're not a professional.
No. I'm going to fix him. And he's got a really good short game. And once I fix him, he's going to be off and running. He is.
What drills do you have lined up?
I already know my training aids. I mean, they're basic drills. He's just got a classic over the top move. I'm going to fix it. I can fix it in 5 minutes, like Hank Haney. One swing slice fix. I'm going to fix
that.
You
got the answers.
I'm telling you, I know where he needs to be. This is suicide. Got to be here. I can fix him. Anyway. All right, so Sydney Sweeney did that. Jason, we talked about it last week on Friday, and it looks like, again, Liam and Noel Gallagher and Oasis are going to return. Are you going to go if they come in your area?
I mean, if they come to Ashburn. Yeah.
That's only a no. Ashburn.
You wouldn't go
I'd come to see them down here in D.C.
Yeah, you'd go to Capital One.
But I'm not going to Philly or New York
or
Richmond or, you know, Charlotte. They're not going to come here.
Speaking of music, Justin Bieber cakes. Has the Biebs? I feel like the Biebs is laying low. Like he hasn't put out any
Hasn't he had health issues?
That's true. He did. Yeah. Yeah,
what is his health issue?
He had a complication.
Bell's palsy or
something similar.
It's similar to Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy goes away quickly. It's something different, which can be linger.
Who's the guy that you brought up 30 years ago, that Bell's palsy golfer, was it Tim Lumpy Aaron?
No.
Why's that popping into my head?
Hold on, what's the dude's name?
I feel like he did Donkey of the Week or something on this guy.
He had when it was the Kemper Open, like he was like suffering from it. What was his name?
Was it Doug?
No. This is the name I usually
compile.
I think you're right.
That's who it was.
Wyburn with W. Yeah, dude, Wyburn.
My brain is so silly. 30-year-old reference.
Golf residue in there.
D.A. Wyburn. I think he played the Kemper. He had the hurting Bell palsy.
I thought it was somebody else, but I'm sure.
I told you
right.
My brother had Bell's palsy for my sister's wedding, and all the pictures he's smiling like this.
Hold on. It just comes and goes. Like how
it's
does
a
it
virus.
Work?
Yeah, it's yeah. Like a virus.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're not plagued. You're not forever the rest of your life hurting like that.
Your face is hurting.
Yeah, it's just like a virus or whatever. And
so all the wedding pictures.
All the wedding pictures. He's going. You can't get the thing to the smile.
You're joking.
Listen, we were all joning on it.
Yeah.
We're like, you look ridiculous.
Well, that's what he just had.
He did the best he could.
Yeah.
But it can take a while.
They got smashed in the face with the cake.
And then
so what is the we got sidetracked. What is the current Bieber story?
Oh, sorry,
he never actually did the story.
Oh, okay.
Nobody cares.
I think he's having a kid
Bieber
or something.
Bieber had a baby.
There you go.
Well, his wife did.
Yeah.
Haley gave birth. She barely looked pregnant too. She's
Haley
one of those
Baldwin,
chicks that
right?
She barely looked pregnant. Do you know the name
I want to know the
name. Is it a normal name or is it a wacky name?
One of each.
Are they twins?
No.
No, one of each weird names.
One name is normal, one name is weird.
Boy or girl?
Boy. I actually like the first name.
The first name is Fire.
No.
The first name is Jack.
Okay.
I think that's a strong male testosterone. I like that. That's a great name. Jack. That's a great name.
Why do you need many of your kids?
Jack. Sometimes a nickname for John, Jack.
Jack is just, I mean, I considered it.
Jack Bieber, JB.
I told you why I named my son Steven, right? Do you know why I named my son Steven? I've told this story before, but you guys don't listen to each other. No one cares about each other.
Steven is my name.
Well, I thought you named him Steven. I thought you named him Stevie because you love Stevie Francis.
No. No. Because, well, first of all, my wife and I, when we were
you
younger.
You call him Stevie or Steven?
Both.
Yeah. All right.
When we were younger.
You definitely don't call him Steve.
No. I banned it.
He calls him Stevie.
Coach Wilkes was calling him Steve when I first met him. I said, yeah. Coach, listen, I'm not telling you how to coach. We don't call him Steve. Yeah. And from then on out, you call him Stevie or Steve, whatever. But so there was a little kid that we liked that we thought was cute. Was Steve. But the real reason why we named him Steven,
if
you look it up, it's like some Greek thing for athletic prowess or something. And I said, well, of course my kids are all going to be great athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Steven it is. It's like an athletic crown.
Ah, okay.
I was a seer. I knew. Jack Blues
Traveler
Bieber.
Blues is his middle
name. Told you. One good one, one wacky.
Jack Blues Bieber? JBB?
All I can think of is Blues Clues.
Blues Traveler, like Jason said.
Blues Clues bigger. Greater than for me, just because I watched a lot of Blues Clues.
I saw plenty of Blues Clues.
So I love the name Jack, hate the name Blues, Bieber. I mean, the Biebs, that's a great last name.
Blues, a bad name, and just behind jazz as far as bad music, in my opinion.
Blues?
Not a big blues guy.
Yeah, I might be with you.
Don't like the St. Louis Blues either. Not a big fan.
Real quick, there's still some more Ben Affleck stuff. They're saying his erratic behavior and giant mood swings were factors in the J-Lo divorce. Who do you believe was a bigger pain in the ass? Ben Affleck or J-Lo?
J-Lo. That's not even close.
I'm starting to swing a little bit.
I'm starting to swing towards Ben.
It's probably 50-50. They're probably both just morons.
I think he's got a new girl.
I think he's smart. I don't think
saying he's a smart guy, but he's probably just impossible to get along with.
He seems very moody.
He's very moody. I'm with you. They're now saying
not necessarily needy. I said moody. Like he could be probably by himself.
Or say he is a big, dark guy. Like really dark.
You know what the back? He's all into the EB. The back tattoo says it all.
The back tattoo.
EB he had a horrible back tattoo.
Brutal.
It didn't. He had. He has.
Yes. Right. He'll always have.
But they don't know the real world. They probably don't know how to get along with anybody. Really.
I feel like he could get along with people better than she.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Well, maybe for gambling. Yeah, if you're playing poker and boozing.
Way too effective.
Probably. Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know, he just wants to go to Starbucks or whatever it is.
Doesn't want to go to Starbucks?
Yeah, okay, but then why
he wants to go to Dunkin'?
He's a Dunkin' guy.
Play cards.
Well, then why did he agree to marry her? He knew the lifestyle.
He's like the hey silly.
Have you seen the pictures of his new girl? So supposedly he's dating.
That's what I was going to do.
Kit Kennedy. She looks just like Jen Garner.
Yeah. RFK Jr.'s daughter.
She looks just like Jen Garner.
She's 36. He's 52. He's probably smashing already. Would you be
probably?
Surprised?
Of course. What are you talking about?
He's probably been doing it for a year.
All right.
But what does the ex-wife think when you hook up with basically a lookalike?
I don't know. All right. So Valdez is doing the break pencil thing. We can't track down Nikki, huh? Maybe she give us a make good tomorrow?
She's coming out tomorrow at 8.
Okay. All right. We do have some Jason Aldean tickets on the line. We'll do that next here on the Junkies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.